Tatnisha McTerry and her kids have settled into the morning routine. 10-year-old Detrick and 11-year-old Justin scrub their Michael Jordan tennis shoes till they shine.
6:55, boys. It's 6:55. Gonna be rushing to catch the bus in a minute.
McTerry is playing catch-up financially. Registering 4 kids for public school has made a real dent in the bank account of this single mom who works part-time. As she leans on a folding table, one of only 2 pieces of furniture in her living room, she does the math.
$300-$400. We had to do fees, and I didn't get everything either. I didn't get everything that they, I got the stuff that they needed, all the optional things. I told them we'll get it as time goes.
What they got was school supplies, a locker, an assignment book, and T-shirts that they're required to wear on all field trips. McTerry also paid a mailing fee that covers any papers the school has to mail to her home. The kids will have to wait for ID tags, yearbooks, and an activity card that gets them into football games and other school events. And it's not just lower-income parents like Tatnisha McTerry who are feeling the crunch. Across town, seated in her large living room overlooking a wooded backyard, Deb Furno also feels the pain. She has a daughter who's a sophomore at Oak Mountain High School.
Well, each class that's not what's considered basic education, she's in a French class, she's in driver's ed, she's in band, she's in some business classes. There's a fee for every one of those.
Add the locker fee and the voluntary donation of $100 that the school asks from every child, plus the $650 for the marching band, and Furno is paying just under $1,000. Fees like this are common in Alabama, where many school systems are facing budget cutbacks. Principal Ron Griggs at Thompson High School in Alabaster says he's already taken the light bulbs out of the soda machines in the hallway to save money on electricity. He says if he doesn't get money from parents, education will suffer.
Example is our science classes. We can teach you about dissecting a pig or other things by just using pictures and material off of a piece of paper. But you and I know that students are educated much better when they can put something in their hands and they can visualize it, look at it, handle it. And those supplies or that money that we generate allows us to give them that hands-on experience.
Alabama's not alone. Across the country, in financially strapped states, schools are increasingly asking parents to pay for supplies that used to be provided by the schools, even toilet paper for the bathrooms, according to Katie Campbell, president of the Alabama PTA.
Parents feel like they paid their taxes, so they don't want to be taxed in addition to what they paid.
But some parents, especially in wealthier districts, say they can't opt out of the optional fees even if they wanted to because there's so much peer pressure. Connie Kohler felt it when she went to register her son for 5th grade recently at Edgewood Elementary School.
Yeah, but it is all this social approval that is tied into school life that, it makes it hard to say no to that money. I actually, rehearsed, I shouldn't say this, but a little speech in how you do anticipating this, and a speech about I've been giving money to this school for the past 10 years and I don't think you should be asking me.
By law, schools can't refuse to let kids participate if their parents don't pay the fees. But school administrators say it's a double-edged sword. If enough parents choose not to pay, schools will be forced to cut programs like band, theater, and sports teams. I'm Tanya Ott.